The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, and Radio Boomers Live land. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jim.
Well, Risa,
and
it's,
all of
Monday
you
morning.
Out there in, yeah, it's yeah. Monday morning.
They pump up so fast, and you're going to be driving back from Palm Springs, and wow.
I have been in the beautiful Palm Springs all weekend celebrating a relative's 85th birthday. It was a wonderful time had by all. We were celebrating the Year of the Women, so there were a bunch of women, and we had a great time down here in Palm Springs. But I got to tell you,
I wish you could have made it to our show, Dr. Olympia Giolini's back with. The
awards
show.
Right, the Olympia Awards.
Oh, the Family Film Awards. We did the Family Film Awards.
Right.
And it's so cool. And it's like bringing back something that's so needed. I made a little definition. I put together a little definition for it. And it's just bringing back and supporting good films, you know, which is what we need more of. And Eric had me involved in receiving a parent award, which was so cool.
Yes, I saw that. Congratulations, Papa.
Well,
Zulli,
to be honest,
I was
I was expecting to hold this little award in my hand. You know, everybody gets an award, but I heard it was pretty heavy. And there's this big award on stage that's 3 feet tall. I was a little surprised, but it was so cool. The event really went well. That's moving us along. It goes so rapidly. We have tech time coming up here.
No. We don't have tech time. We have hot topics.
I mean, Hot Topic, yeah. I'm looking right at Hot Topic.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic.
Well, just briefly on my Hot Topic, I'm going to say the reason I have to go and can't finish the show today is because the hotels make you check out at 11. You can't check in till 4. You have to check out by 11. I cannot believe that they charge you this much money. Lovely hotel, but I am not happy. I got to get out. But that's my rant for the morning. But my other hot topic quickly is the Supreme Court of the United States is trying to get its ninth member, and the confirmation has just been scandalous as far as I'm concerned. Who needs to watch Scandal? We've got real-life drama going on in America right about now. I don't care what position you're taking, which side you're on. We have to admit, this is just really scandalous, the way that people are being treated and exploited on both sides. We really have got to learn how to be civil to one another, which that's one of the reasons I'm excited that I'm going to be able to listen to our guest, because she's going to talk about manners. I think she is, at least. She's an expert on it. We need to have manners in this country nowadays. It is unbelievable the way that people are just being disrespectful one to another. It's horrible. So I hope that we get to learn something today from our guests, that we learn to have more manners and be more civil one to one another. So they want to drag this out for weeks. I don't want it to be over because I want it to not be thorough. I want this to be over because it's just horrible, and we should not have to drag this out for weeks and weeks and weeks. If the FBI can find out who terrorists are in 48 hours, they certainly can investigate this thoroughly in an entire week. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, the Family Film Awards, it's back big time. Many celebrities, many awards. There was a new category. Actually, my son had me involved for the first the receiving of the first Family Film Parent Award, and it was really exciting. It was well done. Dr. Olympia Giolini put it on, and I'll tell you, it was something else, and it was really cool to be part of the whole thing, and it supports good films. Indonesia got hit really hard, not only with some major swells and waves, but they had a 7.5, and that's a big one. That causes a lot of, it's like if you look at a block with all the built, you know, offices and homes, picked it all up and ground it up and dropped it, that's what it looks like. It's a real mess, and they have, I think they're closing at a 900 dead, and there's just many that are still buried. So millions urged to evacuate. In Japan, they had a major typhoon, a lot of damage there, a lot of flooding. It's just these storms are getting bigger. I don't know. And we have with Kavanaugh, the situation, they're bringing up all these people that were in the school and in all the groups and all that, and they say, with all these accusations, the problem is, they're saying if they had all these groups, you know, of doing bad things, you know, to the women, there would be some talk. And all these people are coming up saying, we never heard anything about that. And they're, you know, they're giving them, and nobody remembers the accusers. They don't remember where it happened, the address, or I don't know. It sounds pretty shaky. And as far as the, a lot of people were asking what happened with the Ryder's Cup. Well, Europe took the Ryder's Cup. So it's back in their hands. They did some, I'm not going to go over all the names, but it is with Tiger Woods and everybody on the scene. It's really neck and neck in a lot of these, you know, events they have. I mean, these guys are going neck and neck. And then we have a plane crash. It was a 2-seater plane, happened in Southern California here. And the wife was injured, the husband passed away. And then we have, what was it? A woman held captive. I'm trying to pick out some of the good ones here. There's a woman held captive by this man, abused, and she managed to sneak the gun away from him, shot him, and escaped, so she's safe. A woman prosecutor for bitcoins changed her mind about him, and now she, Catherine Hahn, is becoming a new age cryptocurrency holder. And here's a little study. Glaciers, they're moving. The largest glacier in the world is in Africa. I think it was related to Russia. And it was moving at 2 inches per day. 2 inches, this large glacier was moving along. And they said it's recently been moving at 82 feet per day. So from 2 inches to 82 feet a day. So anyway, U.S. and Canada reached a deal to salvage NAFTA. Canada agrees to join Mexico in the trade deal, so that's a good thing. And a Seattle judge is going to throw out 15 years of marijuana convictions, so they're all set free. After 100 years of removing appendix, remember the appendix operations, they say it has not been needed. They could have cured it through antibiotics. And GE had a worth of $600 billion, is now on the verge of a staggering milestone. $500 trillion, the market value wiped out in the past 18 years, and is now valued at $100 billion. Big drop for them. And that's basically the news, Reith. Kroger, I guess you heard about Target and Kroger emerging. That's going to be a big one. So buy your stocks, right? I don't know.
I guess so. Buy stocks? I don't know. No.
Are you a stocker?
I don't dabble in the market.
Stocks?
No, I do the real estate thing. I don't do the stock market. But that takes us up to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Yes, indeed. EasyWay Wall of Fame is exploding. So go to the EasyWay Promotions page, EasyWayNetwork.com. And I tell you, this new mind, new body, Dr. Gregory Brown, is really gaining momentum. Right? Because it's the mind and the body connection. You get your mind straight and it helps your body. But, you know, we were talking about the coin earlier, what the lady was thinking she's turning over to getting investing in coins. A coin for good and a solid one is the Aletheia. That's a group that, I mean, they look around the world and how can we help? And this is, well, anyway, this, the Aletheia coin is, that's the way I'm going, guys. Anyway, Aretha, we have a very interesting guest. I believe you know, I believe you met her. Pauline Crawford Amps, Miss Magical Conversations, expert in the field of gender dynamics and communication in the workplace, for sure. She knows how to give situations where they can have proper etiquette in the workplace and eliminate some of these incorrect innuendos maybe that's going on in the workplace that causes these problems. And then we have her husband, James. And James is he's the president of International the University of Entrepreneurology. He's a philosopher and a passion for education. Very intellectual gentleman. I've had talks with him, and very interesting. So let's see, guys. We got him on here. Pauline and Jim, you with us?
We're here. Hi, Jim. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi.
Hi, Jim. Is Jim with us too?
Well, Pauline, yeah. If we ever need to learn about manners and etiquette in the workplace,
yes,
and just in life, this is
right.
Definitely your time.
Yeah, is Jim on the line as well?
Yes.
Okay, maybe we don't have Jim yet. We'll wait. But Pauline, what was it that brought you in the direction of communications? You know, you're so involved in interpersonal communication.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Rita. Jim is on the line. He should be on the other line as well. I listened to your introduction, Rita, and you're so right. we're spending a lot of time being argumentative and angry out there in the media space. And I believe that we need to create a more harmonious, magical situation where people can actually talk to each other properly. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Well,
what are some tips that you have that we could do to be more cordial to one another, especially in the workplace?
Yeah, I think one of the first point is that we've got to get away from being judgmental. Because if we come into a room with an already preset idea about what we're going to do, what we're going to say, we're not going to get anywhere. We need to listen. So listening is the first key point. And also creating the right kind of space and energy. I think what's happened, because we polarized all the arguments, we don't get beyond the content to the real person and what's actually what's affecting them. So we've got to step back and listen and take note that, yes, we have a view, that's okay, but how do we share it? How do we state, almost asking permission to state our view and then listen carefully? Because if we're going to be open-minded in our viewpoint, we have to see that inside our head. Therefore, you can't make assumptions and you can't make judgments. Do you understand what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we do. We prejudge people, and we don't listen. It's amazing
exactly.
to me how few people will actually hear what people are saying because they're not listening.
Yeah,
well, they're not exactly. listening, and they've already decided. And some people go, "Well, I'm listening," but actually, they've already decided.
You know, Pauline, my major at Cal State Fullerton was communication theory of process, and one of the things I remember was one of the classes, I think it was interpersonal communications, is people are all geared up and ready to get their opinion out there, and they're not getting any input on what the other person's saying. So we were taught, like, take the other person's side and sit there and listen. And
absolutely.
It's
that classic, walk in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah, and it's amazing the attention you get from someone when you don't say anything and you just listen. You really get their respect, and they remember that.
Yeah. Because when we listen, it shows that we care. And even if it's their view is not necessarily the same as your view, my view, we allow that view to sit in the space between us.
And we're talking about
the problem.
And that
doesn't give you the right to disrespect the person just because you don't agree with them. You can have differing opinions and still be able to communicate with one another.
Yeah. I mean, communication is two-way, and in fact, conversation, which is my passion, is circular. So, to
now, what do you mean by it? What do you mean by it's circular?
Well, it needs to have a flow. So, if you think about a circle, Risa, that a circle flows and round and round, whereas communication could be one way, other way. So, it could be almost I say something, you say something, I say something, you say something. But if it's a conversation, we are listening to the flow, and we kind of match our energy to the other person's flow as well. And also,
can you give us an example? There's a group that they don't seem to get along. I'll take you to the house sometime. And could you, in a few words, explain what their problem is? I think it's called Congress. Half of them just don't agree with the other half.
Well,
but
it's
the
a difference between sometimes
in the
it's a difference between.
Oh yeah.
Between
yeah.
telling
we're,
and
we're
asking.
We're talking about the damage that's been done with a lot of these corporations with people not communicating properly in the workplace, and we were kind of touching on that, and you were going to get out and talk to corporate world about some of the issues they have on proper etiquette in the workplace.
The challenge we've got in the workplace is there's also a hierarchy. So some people will say, well, the boss is always right, therefore I can't say anything, or they're leveraging for position, and therefore they don't listen in the way that they could do if it's a pure magical conversation. So the magical conversation is allowing everybody to be in the conversation without their ego. That's always quite difficult.
Yeah,
now,
well,
you talk about the magical conversation. Is that a book that you have, or do you teach this somewhere? Where
I teach this, and I've written a book which will be published hopefully by the end of this month. So I will be able to share that with you. But the simplicity of it is that really is coming without assumptions and judgments to listen, and then to react to and flow without anger. We see a lot of anger in the current conversations in the media. And also without trying to control everybody's outcome. That's a very important part of it. You've got creativity has to blossom.
Yeah.
So we need to allow time for things to percolate and bubble up.
That's interesting. And now, the book you put together, is that on gender dynamics? Basically, what's the title of the book?
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Jim.
The title of your book coming up?
My first book is Magical Conversations, A Formula for Life Success. And then there will be another book coming out later in the year, hopefully beginning of next year, called Gender Dynamics. There is a map so people can actually understand where they start from and where they want to go to when they're talking to people. That will be very exciting.
Now, here's an interesting little deal we're dealing with now. You go back and you remember what it was like in communications and business and so on years ago. Now, today, it's a totally different world. People are communicating without seeing each other anymore. And they're literally people stay in the same house and they're texting or whatever, tweeting one another. Are you seeing that affect the younger people as far as communication goes and lack thereof?
Well, I think one of the challenges is that a lot, especially the millennials and all of us, we hide behind our telephones, our mobiles, and our text messages. So you often see people out supposedly at a social gathering and they're all on their mobiles texting. I mean, that's not magical conversation because it's missing out the energy of what's in the space.
And I think it leads to impatience in face-to-face conversations. I don't know. It just seems they move so fast. And take a breath and, you know, talk to one another.
That's right. Have you got my husband, Jim, on the line there? Have you pulled him in? Because he did sign into the show. Have you got him on that line?
Jim, are you with us?
As far as I know, yeah.
There he is. Hey, Jim.
So Jim and I presented as a power couple, so we can, Jim, you can share what you think about conversations as well.
We were talking.
Yeah. You asking me or the other Jim?
No,
ahead,
asking
Jim.
You.
Pauline makes some very good points, and I agree. I think that the time for civil discourse to talk about something rather than just polarize a room with a couple of words. I mean, I agree with you, Reith. I mean, the time has come and gone. I mean, it has to happen now because we are continuing to divide ourselves, and that's not going to serve anybody's interest.
No. And that's what you see happening with this new age of electronics.
Oddly enough, I've seen family members, rather than talking, they'll communicate via their text message. I mean, that's ridiculous. We're losing the art of conversation.
People have lost the art of conversation. That's just it. People cannot sit down and talk. I happen to hold a lot of opinions that are opposite of what is considered fashionable. And people, I know they do not listen to me. They pre-decide they're not going to listen to me. And I listen to them because I enjoy conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly agree. I was at one function, sitting at a table with probably 6-7 other people, and they started talking, and it got very heated right away. And I knew by the tone of their conversation and what they were talking about that I was on the other side, and rather than get into the mix and have them all looking down the table at me, I could not express my opinion and make any impact other than to disturb what was going on.
Yeah, the mindset is already put in place, and people don't have an open mind.
That's right.
In the conversation. Well, what happens if the other guy could be right? Maybe... You know, and it's just totally closed, and then the voices go up, and so on and so forth. But I think
we all remember growing up. Up until actually very recently, if a particular in an election, if your side didn't win, you agree to disagree, but it remained civil, and we have somehow managed to leap over that, and it's really kind of scary.
I think it's
scary. And Jim, we got you on a little late. I want to have you on again because I want to go in. You're the president of the International University of Entrepreneurology, and you know, philosophy and passion for education. There's so much that we want. So I'd like to have you on again. Hopefully, let's see. All right, I'll contact you after the show. Because there's so much I want to touch, and then I want to touch on base with a little bit about Pauline's book, too. You guys have so many years behind you.
I just want to quickly know, what is entrepreneurology?
A few years ago, several years ago, when my father and I were working out things in the beginning, the easiest explanation for me is the motto that we developed, and it's bringing knowledge, experience, and imagination together. And if you can combine those three things, the potential becomes virtually unlimited.
Well, that sounds like the perfect definition for a baby boomer. But
there you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you both very much for being on the show. How can people get in touch with you or keep up with you or check in on when the book's going to be ready?
Probably best through Easy Way or from on Facebook for Pauline Crawford Oms. We'll be announcing it. My new website will be ready very soon. I'm on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. For entrepreneurology, it's a... It's a very simple website. It's IUENOW, so IUENOW.com.
.com,
so
all
wonderful.
Right. Well, thank you both for coming on. I know you're busy people, and I want to have you back on again. I hope you've been enjoying your Easy Way experience.
Yes.
I know we've been running you around a little bit, but hope you've enjoyed it.
Well, just remember, it's all about flow. It's all about keeping a flow. Make sure the conversation flows.
So thanks for coming on, guys, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
And I'm going to be dipping out, so everyone have a great rest of the show. I will not be back, probably won't be back next Monday because I'm going to be out of town again, but I will be on The Cool Kids on Fox this Friday evening. I'm not sure what time. Check your local listings. The Cool Kids with David Alan Greer, Vicki Lawrence, Martin Mull, and Leslie Jordan. And I've got just a cameo appearance on there. Friday, Fox. Everybody have a great day, and After commercial, we'll be back with Carmelita's Corner.
Drive careful, Ruth.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I've got a great guest for you this morning. Her name is Jamie, and she's a fine, fine makeup artist, photographer extraordinaire, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. Good morning, Jamie. I hope she's there. We just had a great talk this morning, so I'm not quite sure where we go from here. Jamie? We're not sure where the connection is. Well, anyway, let me share you some information about Jamie. She is the owner, with her husband, of Strike a Pose Photography Studio. And his name is Steve Torres. She started her business 25 years ago in Glendora, California, with only $100. Yes, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, they connected me with the wrong phone number. I apologize.
Oh, okie doke. Anyway, welcome. I was just giving a little bit of your background to our listening audience. You've come such a long ways. After you had your first child, you left your 9-to-5 job and decided to stay home with your daughter, and you began working on your dream of opening your own photography studio. And can you share with us where you went from there and how you came to have your photography studio?
Yes, first of all, I was saying thank you for having me, but I was on another phone, and I thought I was connected through that phone, and I wasn't, so I apologize.
Well,
so good morning,
you know,
and thank you for
they
that
say
very
stuff
nice
happens, you know.
Yes. So I was a stay-at-home mom. I had previously worked for a pretty successful photography studio where I had the pleasure of meeting a very famous makeup artist. His name was Joe Blasco, and he's still around today. He has some wonderful schools that teach hair and makeup for the movie industry and also for photography. And I had the pleasure of working with him and meeting him and training with him and learning the art of makeup from him. And that really opened my eyes to how much you can really change somebody's, you know, face just by using light and shadow with makeup, and how you can transform somebody and make them look better in a photograph. And I always loved photography since I was young. And I just thought, what a great idea to combine the two, to do the hair and the makeup and take portraits and, you know, really, you know, do something that would make people happy. And I had this wonderful idea, and of course I had no money. I was staying at home. I was cleaning houses to save extra money. And I had a neighbor who was just this wonderful gal who was inspiring me every day and said, you know, let's do this. Let's, you know, you can build a business if you want to. And so her and I would work on the computer during the day, and we'd come up with price lists and ideas. And I went to my local SCORE office. I don't know if the listeners know what that is, but every city usually has one. It's SCOR, and they are retired entrepreneurs, and they are there, and they are volunteers, and they will help you for free if you want to start your own business. So I went and I met with a SCORE representative, and he helped me to build a business plan. And then I went and I looked for investors, and I did not have any luck. I couldn't find any investors, and so I was pretty much ready to give up. And I met this wonderful woman who owned a studio very close to my home, and I found out that she rented it by the hour, by the week, by the day. And I went and I talked to her, and I said, how much would it cost me to rent your studio? And it was going to be $300 for the weekend, and I didn't have $300. And I really wanted to do this. And by the way, I had been cleaning houses for a year, and I had also been collecting unemployment because I was previously employed before I had my daughter, and my unemployment was running out, and I knew I had to go and, you know, get a job and get back into the workplace. And so it was one of those things. It was either sink or swim, go get a job or go start your own business. So when I met this wonderful woman, Barbara, she said, you know, it's $300. I said, I don't have it. She said, I'm sorry, if you don't have it, I don't work that way. You can't rent my studio. So I was walking out her front door, and I sent a little message above, and I said, if there's a will, if there's a way, if this is meant to be, open the door now, because if you don't, that's it. And literally, as the door was closing, she said, okay, go ahead and give me what you have that you can afford, and you can have my studio for the weekend, and then you can pay me the balance at the end of the weekend. And that's how I started my business. It's a true story. I started with $100. I rented her studio for the weekend. And that weekend, my first weekend of business, I had 11 customers, and I profited $1,200 and was able to rent her studio again and continue doing that. So that's how I started my business.
Wow, that's really amazing, Jamie. And you are to be commended for the wonderful establishment that you have. I am a witness because you certainly did transform me. I really was very pleased when I looked in the mirror after you finished working on my makeup and had me ready for the photo shoot. When I looked in that mirror, I said to you, is that the same lady that walked in here? I'm sure you remember.
Well, I mean, I really love what I do, and that's one of the reasons why I do what I do, because, you know, sometimes you have somebody that comes in the door and, you know, maybe they've had a bad day, maybe they've gone through a divorce, maybe they recently gained some weight, and they're not feeling great about themselves. And like I said, when I met Joe Blasco and I learned the power of makeup, and I knew you could literally transform somebody, you know, to make them feel as beautiful on the outside as they are on the inside. And a lot of people just don't see their inner beauty when they look in the mirror. And it's so magical when you're able to apply makeup to somebody, and then all of a sudden you see that little twinkle in their eye, and you know that they know that they're beautiful. And it honestly, it almost brings a tear to my eye every time because I see it. I see the transformation. I see their body language change. You know, sometimes somebody will be sitting in my makeup chair and they'll be, you know, sort of like their body language is very depressed, or, you know, they're not sitting up straight. They won't lift their chin up because they don't have that self-esteem. And as soon as I start applying makeup, all of a sudden it's like their chin isn't weighing 300 pounds. They're able to lift up their chin and look in the mirror and have this smile. And, you know, that honestly is the most rewarding experience. And it is why I do what I do every day. And, you know, it's the phone calls and the letters, you know, from customers telling me how I've changed their life sometimes with just a simple hair, makeup, and a photo. And you just don't think that that's possible. But I just have some, you know, incredible stories throughout the years of different things that have happened that, you know, really warm my heart every day and make me grateful for what I'm able to do.
And, you know, Jamie, when we were speaking this morning, you were also talking about some of the charity work that you do with your husband, Steve Torres. And I had the pleasure of meeting him as well when I visited your studio in Covina. Can you tell our listening audience something about what you do for charity?
Yes, and I'm very fortunate to have my husband, Steve. He came on board about 16 years ago with my business, and he really took my dreams and my ideas, and he inspired me and helped me to take the business to a whole other level. And I would not be here today without him, and I just want to say, you know, thank you to my wonderful and supportive husband. But yes, he also helped me to, you know, say, hey, you know, there's a lot of people in the community that are contacting you and asking for things. And I've always been, you know, really busy in my business, but I decided to take some time and, you know, try to give back to the community. And one of the things that I did was I donated my services to one of the local battered women's shelters in our area. And they had contacted me and they had told me they have a program that when an abuser, you know, finally gets the courage to go and get the help that they need, they are able to go to a shelter, and those shelters a lot of times will give them the skills that they need so that they can, when they leave the shelter, maybe go and get their own apartment. A lot of times there's children involved. A lot of times the abuser has taken control of their life, so they don't have a job. A lot of times their family is not involved. They're not there to support them. And, you know, these people, these women really need support and help, mostly when they leave these programs, because the programs are wonderful while they're there, but when they leave, that's when the real work starts. So one of the things that I do is I donate a photo session at the end of their stay during the time that they're at the facility, and then when they leave the facility, they come and they do their hair and their makeup, and I do the photo shoot. And they don't get their photo until later. It comes in the mail. And I always thought, wow, what a great thing. That's so awesome. You know, oh, they're going to look beautiful and they're going to be happy. But there's so much more involved, and you just don't realize it until you're actually working with these women and you're hearing these stories. And one of the most memorable stories that I had was one of the ladies I had done hair and makeup on called me about 3 weeks after her photo shoot, and she called and she said, I'm calling you today because I want to thank you. I got my photo in the mail this morning. And I said, oh, thank you. Thank you for calling and letting me know. I'm so glad you got your photo. And she said, no, I'm calling to thank you. She said, I woke up this morning and I felt defeated and I felt hopeless, and I was ready to go back to my abuser because I didn't know where else to go. She said, and then I opened the mail and I opened my photograph, and I saw this beautiful, strong woman that I forgot. In 3 weeks, I forgot her. And at least today, I'm strong enough, I'm not going to go back to my abuser. And, wow, I mean, I can't explain that feeling. You know, I said prayers for her every day and hoped that, you know, she was able to find that strength every single day. But it was just such an amazing phone call, and one that I will never, ever forget. So, you know, I really believe that.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if people are able to donate their time to these shelters or to give some sort of support after they leave to help them continue their journey, I just think it's so important.
You know, when I was at the pageant, Woman of Achievement, this weekend on board the Queen Mary, there were two ladies that I met that had been victims of domestic abuse. And, you know, one of them, just I don't know how she's still with us, because she nearly was taken off the planet. She said she'd have four husbands that nearly took her out. And, you know, this is more than people realize with what's going on in the news. You know, now finally women are stepping forward and they're sharing their stories and they're empowering themselves. They're taking their power and doing something about making a change. And I'm so glad to see this movement happening, because it's time for us all. And those people who are abusers, they need help themselves, because some of them come from abusive homes, and then they witness what's going on, and then they themselves in turn become abusers. It's just a vicious cycle, and it really needs to stop, and it can be stopped when people take back their power and most of all reach to the higher power, which I always refer to as God. And as long as we put that first in our lives, we really are on the right course. And I just want to thank you for what you've been doing. I want to thank you for the fine job you did on me. I mean, I've gotten so many great responses from the photo that you took that's online now. And you are truly an artist. And I want to thank you for coming on my show. And before we leave, please give us a way of how people can reach you and give them your website.
Well, thank you again, Carmelita, for having me as a guest. I'm very honored. I've never, ever been asked to be a guest on a radio show, so that was a great, new, exciting thing for me. You can find our studio. We're located in Covina, California. We're on Facebook at Strike a Pose Photography, and our website is www.strikeapose.net. And we just want to say thank you to all of our wonderful and loyal clients throughout the years. And, you know, if it wasn't for you and all of your wonderful referrals and people like you, Carmelita, who are spreading the word about our studio, we would not be in business today. So we are very, very grateful. So thank you very much.
And thank you for being my guest on Carmelita's Corner on Easy Way Network.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Yes, indeed. And I want to thank my son, Eric Zulli, again for the beautiful recommendation he made that I received the Family Film Parent Award. And this is beautiful. It's a big trophy and another plaque that goes with it. So it's so cool. And remember, guys, go to the Easy Way Promotions page on easywaynetworks.com. We got the Freedom Tour, Janelle Garner's. This is high-tech stuff, so this is going to be a game changer. On January 11th and 12th, Patty Sadler Show. And we got easywayradio.com, Influential People Magazine, and Coach the World with Jesse. There's so many. Dr. Gregory's. I've been reading this New Mind, New Body. Because I went through all that, the mind transforms the body, and so we have a guest on our show, and she took a little extra time to come on with us, and her name is Mary Crowley. She's a speaker, a TV host, a producer, and when you get on the phone with her and you're doing anything live, be careful because all kinds of people jump on and want to talk to her. She's doing an event October 12th in Beverly Hills. The Freedom Ball Fight Against Sex Trafficking, and this lady is one busy lady. So anyway, Mary, you on with us?
Yes, hi. Hi, James, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Hi, Mary. Oh, hi.
I like all the cheers. Yeah, that's good. All the cheers.
I know. I know you're super busy, but I wanted you to jump on real quick and give us a heads up and let us know how easy and breezy it is to put on an event.
Well, first of all, I really enjoyed that other caller that was just on, that I was listening to her story. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we work with, you know, the event is called the Freedom Ball. And you know, it's October 12th. It's a Friday night. It's at a boutique hotel, 5-star, called the Viceroy L'Hermitage. And it's so interesting because we're on top of the roof. There is a stand. There's a tent over it, you know, that's already in place all the time. But you see the whole downtown L.A. skyline. You see the Hollywood sign and the Century City backdrop. And so on the roof that night, it's going to be more than just us coming together to raise awareness about modern-day slavery, sex trafficking, but also we're going to come together in unity with community, and we're going to say, you know, that not on our watch. This kind of stuff isn't going to happen anymore. We're going to rise up, stand up, and speak up for truth and justice. And, you know, the sex trafficking issue, I've been a journalist for over, you know, 20 years, and as I started covering different stories, I just started seeing the thread that was running through there. And so I'm doing a documentary and a 6-part series about it. So some of the proceeds will be going toward this this important documentary that we're going to get on Netflix and some other areas. But also it's going to benefit an organization called Million Kids, a woman named Hopeful Singleton, who literally has trained over 100,000 people what to look for. So they won't be trafficked, and another organization called Justice Speaks. So anyway, it's going to be a fun night. There's a 3-course meal. We're going to have entertainment. Alveda King, Martin Luther King's niece, is going to be there. So it's been 50 years since Dr. King was assassinated. Wow. So it's an important night to honor justice.
And I want to thank you for coming by the Family Film Awards, although I didn't get a chance to meet up with you. But thanks for coming out and supporting. You're just running all over. I don't know where you find the time to do all this. What was it that turned your life into helping the way you do as far as your event coming up on the 12th and the trafficking? What was it that
Even as we heard the last guest, thank you, James, for asking that question. Even as we heard the last guest that was on, in fact, I'm going to contact her. I think she's amazing. We're going to be working on some things. Maybe there's some cross-pollinization that we could do together. Mm-hmm. I started seeing victims. I went through a situation in my own marriage, and he's not a horrible individual, but he himself was given up at 2 and gone through some abuse. So there were circumstances that I had to get out of my marriage. And, you know, sometimes verbal abuse can be just as bad as physical abuse. And people that get hurt people. And so there's this cycle that happens and a pattern. And as I started seeing that, these people would tell me, well, you know, this happened to me. You know, I was raped. I was molested. You know, my daughter was trafficked. And I thought, how does this happen in America? You know, I was in Thailand and saw it over there, but in America? And because, James, there's so much money that's to be made, one girl, sex trafficked girl, can bring in $250,000 to her trafficker. Tax free. So you're dealing with a money issue, mammon. And so I myself started reaching out to women that were hurt, and it was almost like God was telling me, Mary, you're a journalist, you're a talk show host, you need to let people know, become aware that this can happen to anybody. This isn't just somebody like in some demographic where it's poor. No, it happens. Hopeful Singleton is going to be there that night, and she wrote the book Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. And she talks about through video games, chat rooms, at the schools. They have bottom girls that groom younger girls at high school and junior highs. Through social media outlets, Snapchat, you know, Instagram, all of it. It's they're luring kids through all of these media outlets that, you know, when I grew up, and you grew up, we didn't have these things. I didn't have internet when I was little. You didn't either.
I mean, these are girls that are taught to go in there and actually, teach them how to be pulled into this life. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I interviewed a gal, Ashley. It's a miracle story. Her name is Ashley. She's going to be at the event. She now is 32 years old, has her own bridal store, is getting married. I mean, a total miracle of God. But at 14 years old in Los Angeles, she got groomed by, they call it grooming, because what happens is, you know, these people look for people that are a lot of times insecure. They look for little signs. And so they start grooming them. Oh, you're so beautiful, you know, this and that. And after a couple months, little by little, like the little frog in the tepid water, turned up slowly. Before you know it, they're so mentally hooked in that she got sex trafficked. It was a horrible story. I mean, she said she had a headache one day, and his name was Joe, gave her a date rape drug and raped her and pretty much said, "You're going to work for me now." And she lived in her parents' house, literally went to school and did all this and was still trafficked right under the parents' nose. So it can happen right under your nose.
Jeez.
So
I asked the lady that was involved in this down in San Diego, and I said, what area is he talking? L.A., Orange County? She goes, both. And I said, all right, say you got Orange County. What area? She goes, pick an intersection. That was her answer. Pick an intersection. That's how commonplace it is. It could be anywhere. So.
Well, the DA, we've invited the DA, Tony Rakakis from Orange County, to the event. He's actually rerunning for election again. He's been 20 years a DA. And he's one of the first DAs that started looking at the women as the victims. Instead of prosecuting them, he started going after the men. And so he's made a huge impact, and it's really changed things around. But because California is such a tourist destination, one of the number one states for trafficking is California. It's $150 billion a year industry. It's affected over 30 million women and children. The average age of a victim is 12 years old. Now, I met with a DA in Laguna Niguel, California, and was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and the assistant DA literally got up for 25 minutes and did a PowerPoint. He said, when I first heard all these statistics, I thought they can't be right. And he said, and every single one of them is right. And so parents, you know, we need to wake up.
Amazing.
When you give your kid a smartphone, literally according to Opal Singleton, you're opening your kid up to 3 to 5 million pedophiles. And so you need to really be aware of what they're doing. Don't let them just be playing video games all day long. Because the video games, there's chat rooms, and a lot of them are talking to people that are pedophiles in those chat rooms, pretending to be their age of the person, when in essence they're much older and they're using these things to lure the kids in. One quick instance, one of my friends said she was at her sister's house, and her niece was playing video game, and she was chatting with somebody going, "Where do you live? How old are you?" And all of a sudden she told her sister, "Do you realize that there's somebody on the chat room that's talking to your daughter wanting to know where you live?" And so these are all times, you know, you want your kids, you know, sometimes you just, okay, take the video game, get out of my hair for a while. But, you know, we really have to be careful about how much social media we let our kids up to.
It's like there's always the yin and the yang. There's always the good and the bad. You know, like somebody told me, where there's light, there's darkness. You got all the benefits of the cell phones and everything and the communication, the internet. But then again, then you have the other side. And with these young kids, you got to be so careful because, like you said, these people are pros. They're clever. They know how to get in as a friendly little buddy or something. And they befriend them, and all of a sudden, you know, they're at a party.
Uncle told me another story. She said one father whose daughter, you know, they were divorced. His daughter was living with him. He, you know, gave her a smartphone, and, you know, he thought he was being a good dad. Everybody has a phone. And then, you know, he wasn't really aware of all the dangers associated with it. A lot of people just don't. And sadly, a lot of people don't want to know. They'd almost rather have their head in the sand. I don't really want to know because I don't want to think about this stuff. But one night, I just want to say this. He heard a sound. He went into his daughter's room. He saw her going down the street out of her window that she had crawled out of, and there was a car waiting. He jumped out the window, ran down the street, was able to get his daughter before she jumped in this car with a pedophile. Wait. And I guess he decked the guy too, you know. So, I mean, girl who was arrested.
We really appreciate, we're out of time now, but really appreciate it. And I'm so looking forward to this event coming up. And
they can go online to my website if they want to buy tickets. The tickets are $175, but that includes the meal, three-course meal, marycrowley.com, that's spelled MerycrowleyCom. It tells all about the ball.
Okay,
if you want to be a sponsor, like a business, you can also sponsor a table or a brand and do that as well.
Well, thank
you,
Mary.
Awesome.
Thank
you for
much.
Having me on the show.
All
okay,
right.
guys. Thank you
guys,
so much, Jane. Bye.
It's Mary Crowley, and the event's going to be amazing. So remember,
We have so much going on. Go to easywaynetworks.com, Easyway Promotions page. We've got the January 11th and 12th Freedom Tour, Influential People Magazine, Boomer Boost, the Aletheia Coin. And the Aletheia Coin is just exploding. It's a coin that's helping so many situations all over the world. And New Mind, New Body, Dr. Gregory Brown, Chris Williams, Cornbread Booking, the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And with that, guys, I think I'm just about out of time. And I just want to remind you guys to never go. Stay healthy. Keep moving. You can be an entrepreneur at 60. Makes no difference. So till then, next week, Radio Boomers Live out, Monday morning, 10 o'clock. See you then.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.